Hi, this is a dictation for Tanveer Nazir. T like Tom, A-N-V-E-E-R, N-A-Z-I-R. Tanveer Nazir, date of birth is 7/23/2023, date of service 7/31/2024. The date of accident is 7/23. The date of birth is 5/22/1975, and the date of accident is 7/23/2023. The patient was T-bone in this accident. On the driver's side, while he was a driver. And the impact caused him headaches only without any symptoms of TBI, but patient also started having pain in the neck, left shoulder, lower back with radiation to the left arm and both legs, posteriorly and occasionally anteriorly, with the numbness of the fourth fifth finger and numbness of all the toes on both sides. This numbness and tingling was almost constant initially, and pain in the lower back was 10 and neck pain was initially also 10. Patient has a difficult time lifting the left shoulder beyond 110 degrees. Today, he is here for evaluation and he reports that his pain is around 8 to 9. Headaches are around 6. Lower back pain is 9. And no neck pain is reported. No radiation of the pain is reported. And there is some pain in the left knee is reported. And patient do not have a pain in the left shoulder, just mild stiffness. Currently, no numbness tingling in the feet is reported or arm or the fingers. No motor weakness is reported in the arms or the legs. The patient can walk reasonably well, and he is improving. He is also working, and he has a done a tremendous amount of physical therapy at this time, and pain level is between 8 to 10. 8 years according to him are affected time, and 60% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADS for system review and additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals. Alexa, stop. 157/88. Pulse is 59. Pulse oxygen 99. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 7/2/2024, dictation number 0702-024. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is as follows. The patient has some symptoms of dizziness and vision disturbance that were not initially complained of. Loss of memory, which is now increasingly reporting. And I'm not sure where we are, but I have referred him to a neurologist as well as a neuropsych. I've also ordered a blood test for his neuropsych determination, TBI determination. And patient is being provided following medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultran 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, and Furoscix 102 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Other than that, patient is continuing all the specialist referrals, and ophthalmology referral, neuropsych. I have not heard from them, but he has been referred to them. Neurology referred to doctor to, and currently he's ordered a physical therapy to continue 2 times per week with neck and lower back and bilateral shoulder and the left knee. He also reported that he is unable to work as he tried to go on a, he's a limousine driver and he tried to work and his back was hurting tremendously. And then he requested no driving and no work. So I have complied to that. I've ordered a no work for him until he recovers, and housework replacement and attended care has been added after he has filed an affidavit of poor memory and confusion, disorientation because of the TBI issues. And so that has been added. Poor transportation has been added. And his maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Patient was advised to have an injection of lumbar epidural steroid injection, and he's being scheduled for the procedure today. That will be done separately. Thank you. His labs have been ordered, new labs, and thank you.